When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So let's say you have 5 to 7 auditions a week, and you have to put yourself on tape for each one. Well, the only way you could afford to go to a professional self-tape studio for each one is if you had a series or something. I mean, who could afford to do that? It's insane. Also, how many times have you had a reader who gave you absolutely nothing? I mean, a vegetable would give you more to work with. Enter WeAudition.com. This is a video chat community where actors can put themselves on tape, but also find a highly rated professional reader to work with, to rehearse with, to do a self-tape with. And these are really, really good readers who will make you better and make your audition shine. If you sign up today for WeAudition.com, get 25% off when you use the code ACTINGCLASS. Now, it's usually $10 a month, which is very reasonable. But again, if you sign up today and you use the code ACTINGCLASS, all one word, get 25% off. Again, the website, WeAudition.com. Welcome to I Don't Need an Acting Class with Milton Justice.
We've used a couple of words that I think are good words, but at the same time, I want to point out that these are not technical words. And one of the reasons, and I was doing some reading this morning, I was rereading an article that my friend Sharon Carnegie wrote about translating Stanislavski. And what she said that was really important, and I think it's vitally important, is that Stanislavski never wanted a set collection of vocabulary terminology to be used in acting. And I think that's really important. He made it clear that the terminology that he used was an outgrowth of the work that he did with his students. And it was almost as if the students came up with the words that they used. And it's important because there's a tendency, if we're not careful, to force a vocabulary on our acting. I mean, I've said this a million times. As soon as I say to an actor, "What's your action going into the scene?" I can see an actor freeze. It's one thing for me as a director to have an idea of what it is. It's a totally different thing to turn to an actor and say, "All right, you're going out on stage. What's your action?" And you can just see this kind of crippled look on an actor's. I can see it on all of you. It's like, he's not going to ask me my action, is he? So in order to make life easier for all of us, I found other words. And that's the reason I will periodically say to you something like, what is your impulse? What is the impulse for going out? And it was really interesting because I was helping an actor on his callback audition for Radha. And it was interesting because he's a really good actor. In fact, they wanted to... Greg got competitive, by the way. They wanted a Shakespeare monologue, and he had 3. And he was trying to decide. Yeah, I know, Michelle. And so he was trying to decide between the 3. And I thought, good God, how many actors do I have that actually know 3 Shakespeare monologues? And so we talked about each of them. And that's what, and I told Greg this, and he said, "Well, I've got 2. And so at any rate, but what was really interesting was even though we were working on a monologue from Henry V, The reason that I said to him, let's talk about the impulse for the monologue, is because if you don't, then you start from nothing. It's like your idea is, I start acting when I start talking. And then, of course, you're doomed because you're coming from nothing. It's sort of like, so I'm starting with, if I were doing Hamlet, I'm starting, my acting starts with, oh, what a rogue and peasant slave am I? And so there's nothing going on. I just start with those words. And so it's like you jumpstart something. So to me, the impulse for it was a word that was very helpful. And I've also used, you know, why? Why am I telling you this? Why am I saying this? Why am I going out on stage? Any of these things become something that, as long as you answer it experientially, and by that, it's not the answer to the question that you're after, but rather it's the acting the answer to the question. So it's not like, it's, in other words, if the answer to the question is, I need to sort this out, it's not like somebody told you that you had to do, write all your actions down. You say it in a way that makes me know that that's what is going on with you. I need to sort this out. So then you know what you're doing. So the impulse, as it turns out, saved this actor. And then once we got that he's talking about in a sequence of thoughts, which makes me, we'll get to some monologues soon, but at the moment, we've got so much that we're doing that we won't worry about it. But just the whole idea that the words that we use are words that will help us get what we need, which is, I am trying to immerse myself. I am trying to enter the world of my character. I'm trying to morph into my character, put on my character's skin. So the question is, how do I do that? What question do I ask myself to help me get there? Now, this was something that Ben, the guy Ben that I was working with, mentioned, and we've talked about it. So this was an audition. It was a callback audition for RADA. He had originally auditioned for RADA, I think, in February when the RADA representative was in New York. So they didn't get around to having callbacks till this week, obviously, because London was shut down also. And so he had a 9-hour Zoom class, which started at 3:30 in the morning, New York time, which I found really amusing, where they took him through improvs and this and what you do in a normal school to get in, where they, you know, they take you through an improv class, then they take you through a movement class, then you have to do a monologue, then you do an interview. So at any rate, but what he said that was useful for him, and we've talked about this before, the idea of covering your entrance physically. And what he said was really helpful for him was finding the physical gesture that, therefore, he didn't have to ask the question out loud. Now, for me, if I work on something enough, I talk it out and talk it out and talk it out. I start very, very wide. I might talk out a whole monologue the first time I do it to get me to understand why I'm telling you this. Then the next time I do it, it takes less time. And the next time I do it, it takes less time. Because you develop the ability, I've already covered that, I already own that, I don't have to say that again. So each time you go back to it, you need less and less and less because you have already accomplished what talking out does for you, which is help you own it as an experience, own it experientially. I have begun more and more to live through this character in this circumstance, so I don't have to talk out so much next time. So by the time I get after rehearsal, by the time I get to performance, I really only need a mental thing. I mean, it's almost like I can throw myself into it by thinking to myself, this is bullshit. And I think that, but I've built so much behind it that that's all I need. Another way to do it is what Ben was saying was helpful for him physically. And a small physical gesture. A small physical gesture. I actually used it with Sean Astin once 100 years ago when he was doing this odd little movie called Toy Soldiers, and he was supposed to be angry when he went in to talk to the headmaster. And I happened to be on set that day, and he was pushing his anger in the first take. And so, of course, I was there. So he looked at me because I'm George Tyson's manager, and he wanted to know what he'd done wrong. And so I said to him, you're in the office of the headmaster. Before you go in or before you go on camera, throw a book down to the floor. And it did. The gesture of throwing the book down on the floor, that gesture threw him into that particular emotion. So, you know, we have a lot of tools that we can use. These are things that we have. These are the tools that we have. But I think what is important, and this is important if you're doing these improvised monologues that you all are doing, in building the past of your character, have an impulse of why you're telling us this.
I Don't Need an Acting Class is hosted and created by Milton Justice. Senior producer is me, Walker Vreeland, and director of online media is Evan Sollers. Music by Jeffrey Keyser Trio, May This Be Love, from their album On My Way to You. If you have a moment, please rate us and review us on Apple Podcasts. It helps other people find us. And if you would like to send an email, if you have a question for Milton, you can do so at questionsformilton@gmail.com. Another way to get in touch is on Instagram at I Don't Need an Acting Class. It's brought to you by WeAudition.com, a full-service online platform for actors. And if you sign up and use the code ACTINGCLASS, get 25% off. Again, get 25% off when you use the code ACTINGCLASS. Again, the website is WeAudition.com. Have a fabulous week, everybody, and we will see you back here next time.